came here to take over the game. Yeah. Still. Still. Ain't know what's going on. Yeah. It's still politics as usual. Life looking beautiful. Talking real heavy. More heavy than the usual. Shook the whole world up. That type of motion new to you. So it's just a throwback. Losing, we don't know that. Only give them our facts. That's exactly what y'all lack. Always show the people love so they show us love back. Yeah. And Ben Worthy like 42 on the Lakers.
And once again, it's on. You are now rocking with the best. We are the esteemed, allegedly esteemed, politics as usual podcast where we're covering everything NBA related and we're throwing some sneaker talk. I'm here with my man all the way from Arizona via Coatesville tonight. I'm here with Adam Carter, man. What's going on, good brother?
What's up, Jack? I'm Arizona A today. Spent some time out there in Arizona, Phoenix. So my new handle for this week is Arizona A. Shout out to the Suns.
Yeah, man. Beautiful. I saw those clips out there. You had some good seats out there, man. I wanted you to run and grab KD like how they did in Dallas. That one fan in Dallas.
I had a brush, and I was going to run on the floor. Had some sporting waves in my pocket, but I didn't want to get kicked out, brother.
He needs sporting. He gonna need sporting ways. He gonna need, as Barkley would say, that green grease. He gonna need axe. He gonna need Murray's. He gonna need
juices and berries.
Man, he gonna need whatever the stuff they was making when Malcolm X had to put his head in the toilet. Whatever that
just
was.
Just getting hot.
My apologies, KD. We start wrong already. But before we jump into it, I want to say thank you to all the viewers. Make sure you subscribe. Politics as usual talk. Spotify, Amazon. Make sure you catch us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. What we got for them this week, sir?
All right, Jack, let's jump right in. The Celtics. Been an interesting week for the Celtics. The Celtics blew a nice size lead the other day to those Cavs, Jack. Thought they had it, and not quite.
Yo, I thought when I saw D-Wade, I was like, was it 2015? Yeah. Oh, Dean Wade, this ball, man.
Right.
Those Cleveland Cavaliers, man.
Tough, man.
You won't see them when they get healthy, man. And I'm thinking when the whatever the Boston Celtics does is magnified. So when right. they blew them up by 55, oh, they're beat. Can't nobody beat them.
Right.
And I still think they're the favorite. Right. What happens tonight? But that loss. I don't like Tatum's decisions when the game's on the line.
Yeah, they ended up losing that game 104 to 105. And like you mentioned, no Spider in that game. Some players got some playing time that probably wouldn't normally play. What's my man's name? Strauss? He wasn't there.
Strauss wasn't there, yeah.
He wasn't there.
Crazy game winner a few weeks ago.
Yeah. He was playing well. And so they had some key players out for the Cavs. I think that it was the Kelsey brothers at the Cavs game that gave them the motivation to pull it out. Those Kelsey brothers. Kelsey brothers were at the game, so they must have gave them some of the secret juice because the Cavs ended up pulling that thing out, Jack.
You gotta fight for your right. Shout out to J.C. Kelsey on a fantastic career with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagle legend and will be a Hall of Famer. Yeah, man. Yeah, I saw him out there. I was like, yo, I just can't understand that. And every time Tatum upsets me. Because he always tried, he takes the Kobe Bryant fadeaway shot.
Yeah.
Yo, you are 6'9". Take it to the hole. Get the free throws. I just hate, and I heard in a stat, that he's like one of the last when it comes to clutch points. So
and that's a major stat, man. Because
they're not beating you by 10, you know, if it gets close. It seemed like they're a little bit chaotic.
And we talked about him not being in that MVP conversation every year.
Yes.
So that is something to pay attention to now that you say that, brother, because that's the difference between an MVP and a non-MVP. Jack, you can have all the numbers, like you said, when you're up 10. Mm. But what's going to happen when you're down 4 or you're only up 1, Jack?
Yes.
Those clutch points matter.
And his contemporaries who Jokic always comes through. Mm-hmm. He made a game winner recently. SGA, known to be cold in the clutch.
Came back and beat the Phoenix Suns a couple of days ago when they were down. Yeah.
The Lucas of the world, known for that. So they got to work on their late games, because
even 45-year-old Bron is average. Oh, yeah. He's like the fourth quarter, right?
It's always like
top scorer in the fourth quarter, man. So yeah, that's something to pay attention to with Tatum. Yeah.
Even the cat, like, who may be one of the best, Kyrie, always gets his points in that fourth quarter. So I don't know if it's a coaching thing or a Tatum thing, but they got to figure that out if they're going to beat. You know, you can't be playing with a Miami Heat like that.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. But I will say one thing. They were not playing with Warriors on Sunday.
And Steve Kerr don't want to make me forget. I'm never going to forget what I saw with my own eye. I said, Brandy, they're down 35. It was the second quarter. We come back. They're down 30. Then
Celtics beat. He said he gonna beat you bad. Celtics beat the Warriors bad. Jack beat them 140 to 80.
Because they owed them money or something. that's Steph Curry. He had 4 points.
I talked to Duber before the game started. He said, yeah, man, I'm getting ready, relax and watch this game. I said, I hope y'all lose. And he texted me later on and said, geez. Shout out to Duber, but the Warriors got beat pretty bad. But but they were able to bounce back later in the week, though, Jack. They were able to bounce back against the Bucks of all teams who have been rolling, Jack.
They've been playing good, and I thought – they was gonna hand it to the Warriors because they after Dame beat the Clippers.
Yeah, man, 125 to 90, the Warriors beat the Bucks, man. So good bounce back win for the Warriors.
And Giannis was there.
Yeah,
so I was just stunned by that. But they was rolling, man. Soon when Steph hit that golf swing, I thought this game's over.
I saw a funny clip about that that photo. If you look in the background, there's a woman in the background standing up. Did you see this picture?
No, you got to send it to me.
And there's a guy standing up looking at the woman, and the caption said, this guy's going to have some explaining to do.
You got to send that to me.
You had to zoom into the picture if you got yeah, man. This Chef Curry, man, you can never count him out, man. That's why – in the playoffs, if they can get in, man, you can never count the Warriors out. They can always bounce back, Jack.
You know I'm counting them out. In attitude. Draymond got a wild tech. I was like, yo, he's still getting these kind of texts. Like, he don't get the kind of texts like, he be like, he goes right up on the ref right afterwards.
Yeah, man.
Unheard of, man.
Yeah, man, and I was surprised to see that Klay started Sunday. Klay started
That's why they lost my
Klay hates that. I said, ooh, but after this loss, Klay going to definitely cry in the car. Or on his boat. I don't know on his boat.
What is that? You
looks
know,
like
you
he wears him. A sailor hat.
You hate him when he wears that hat. Came back strong.
Yeah, they came back strong, man. But we talked about the Celtics beating the Warriors bad. But Celtics and Denver is that a finals preview, Jack? Man. Is Celtics and in the Nuggets is that what we think we're going to see come June, Jack?
Looks like it's falling in place. I think the Lakers can't do nothing with them.
No.
The Lakers could beat anybody in the series, I think, but them. He presents that they can't do. It's not the Joker. It's Murray.
Yeah.
They can't. Murray, man, when he turns that thing up, and I think they can beat anybody in the West. I think they have a tougher role than the Celtics. Embiid is injured.
Right.
And I think they probably can get away with the Heat playing the Heat and the Bucks beating each other down. So
So
it looked like it's falling to them. Like, and if they don't go to finals and win it this year, what are they going to do with the team? Because they got everything.
Right. But I mean, in that East, though, I mean, the tough part is you never know what Jimmy Butler you're going to get in that Miami Heat. They got some good pieces down there, man.
Yeah, man. And I'm like, are they playing us again? Then they're going to come with the guns blazing.
I mean, it's almost like they take a page out of the San Antonio Spurs book. Like, you know, they kind of coast all year long.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time for the playoffs, Jack, they're a total different team. Like, where did this team come from? And they're a lot younger this year than they were last year. Jimmy has to be healthy this year. So I feel like somebody like that, the Miami Heat, could give the Celtics a little trouble on top of the Bucks. Because the Bucks are eventually, as they are now, going to put it together.
Buddy, the talent takes over.
Yeah.
And one thing I got to give it to Doc, he's unleashed Dame.
Yeah.
Offensively.
You have to.
I heard him say, what's all the stuff y'all used to run when I was coaching against you that we couldn't stop? We're going to be running that here.
Right.
And he looks so much different. So if they can, they should want to avoid the Bucks.
Right.
That's it. But this year, they should rather play the Heat, because I think the Bucks, because Giannis can play so much bigger than Porzingis.
Yeah, and the scary thing is Giannis, hopefully he'll be healthy come April, and that's the difference between Giannis last year in the playoffs as opposed to this year. If he could be healthy, the Celtics are going to have a tough go trying to get that Bucks team out of here. But I'm with you, though.
My man, the third option. Oh, he's always hurt for the Bucks.
Chris Middleton.
Yeah. I think he's trying to come back in the next week or two. If he comes back and can be at 75%.
The beauty of Chris Middleton is now that you got Lillard there, he's a bona fide third option. So he can coast many nights. And you really don't need him until April, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, you're right.
Because like you said, the talent can carry you through when it comes to, you know, some of these other games. But if he can get back into shape and get back healthy come April, Jack, that Bucks team with Middleton as your third option. And then you got my man coming off the bench. What's my man's name? Off the bench.
The headband, Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis. BP, you got Bobby Portis coming up the bench, then you got the twin 7-foot shooting 3-pointers and blocking shots.
Porter, you got Pat Bev fitting right in with them, I must say. Fitting right in.
He's a dog. Every team needs a dog.
I like that team, man. I liked them from day one when they got Dame. I was like, they get it together. I thought they would be my finals. They were my finals pick until Boston got Porzingis and Holiday, I'm still trying to figure that out.
And you figure with all these teams that we're talking about, they're still kind of relatively new teams to each other, because there's a lot of new players. So you figure by April, we could be talking about the Phoenix Suns April. You never know.
Yeah, man. But I'm going to be dialed in. I'm going to stay up late for the game tonight if it's competitive, because I think the Celtics, this is like a must-win for them.
Yeah.
Because they came in Boston and got that win off them.
Yeah.
It's another Tatum bad decision at the end.
Right. And you figure a Thursday night game, Jack, this is kind of like the marquee outside of Saturday night. Thursday night is the marquee night in the NBA, man. Everybody's going to be watching that game, Jack. So it's like you said, man, I'll be interested to see how that turns out, Jack.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jack, let's move on, man. So recently, some people think they sound like disgruntled employees, but the No Bull Tour with Scottie Pippen, Luke Longley, and Horace Grant have been going on tour, Jack. So from what I read about it, it says it seems like it's going to be a bashing Michael Jordan tour. I think there is probably some of that, but they said it's much more than that, Jack.
I'm trying to pull up now. When I saw it, I thought it was fake.
Right. It sounds fake.
They said it was going to be uplifting. But if anybody got beef with Mike, it should be Horace Grant. Yo, because he came out looking like a lame. People forget he didn't let him. First of all, Mike ain't feed him on the plane. didn't he say something or share something? Horace Grant said something.
Yeah, he said something that got out to the media or something.
Yo, and that was rare back then when no social media. So for something to get out like that, that was a big deal. So Luke Longley and that's interesting. Somebody, I think Shannon Sharp was like, Pippen must got something to sell.
Yeah, but this is the thing, though, when it comes to, like, Horace Grant and, like, Luke Longley and these type of guys. I get it that Michael Jordan, I'm saying this as a LeBron James fan, Michael Jordan is the baddest man to ever touch that ball. And I get it. But Michael Jordan just being the baddest man on the planet is not going to treat me any type of way that he wants to. Oh. My God, did you see how he treated what was my man's name?
Scotty. That's the second. That's the second third champ. That's the second three-peat.
Second three-peat. Cat he treated him Cat. Awful.
Yo. Oh he beat her. Beat Kerr up.
Listen, I don't care how good you are at touching the basketball. Smile at him. Touch Mike up.
Yeah, I was like, yo. And
like Luke Longley, you're from another country.
He coming over here.
You're 7 foot.
Yo, I was like,
I'd have to put the paws on Mike, Jack. They fed up with Mike.
I'm so surprised, man. And that's why them old heads, Mike Diamond, I'm out talking about they were doing cocaine in the other room. I said, George Gervin was over there.
Orlando. I know. The first thing everybody did was Google who was on that rookie team for Michael Jordan. Like, dang.
But I want to find out what this joint is about. And if it's near, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna try to get an interview with Scotty. And I'm
listen. It's worth checking out.
Whoever came up with that name knew that was hilarious too.
Because like we said, most people think it is to combat the Last Dance documentary that basically glorified Michael Jordan.
Yes.
They feel like and kind of put down some other players. But like we said earlier, it's supposedly much more than that. It's supposed to talk about the golden years, the Bulls run with all those championships, 2 3-peats. Probably could have definitely had more if Michael Jordan didn't retire, but that was definitely a dynasty, Jack. So it would be interesting to hear some.
Could have won 9 championships in a row.
Yeah,
I don't know if they could have got that many in a row.
I don't know, Jack. They could have got at least 8.
I said the best thing Jordan ever did was that break. That kept him younger.
Yeah,
in a row is.
But
I said, I don't know if they're going to be like the 50s Yankees. Like, they're going to win 10 in a row, no injuries.
And I'm not a Michael Jordan guy, but yeah, probably.
I don't know about it. You know, they knows had to reform that team.
Yeah.
Horace Grant fell off.
Yeah.
So things had to fall in place for that. You know, things, I remember them in the offseason getting robbed, and I said, that sealed it.
Yeah, you take away Horace Grant and you throw Rodman right in that place.
You get better. Brilliant. You get better.
John Paxson DeCur.
Better. Upgrade. So those things, things have to, fall into place. But yeah, that No Bull Tour, go check that out.
All right, Jack, let's move on. Jack, a lot of injuries. Jack,
speaking of injuries,
talk about let's give an injury update. Jack, you got like in the old movies, you need a scroll of all the injuries we got in the NBA right now. Let's throw a couple out. I'll throw a couple out. You throw a couple out, Jack. So I think Giannis just recently came back, but Giannis was injured. We had Cat was injured.
That's a big deal, Cat, this morning. Talking about their meniscus, same issue with but they're saying they're optimistic that it's not as bad. So it's not as bad as what we're dealing with. And B, here are people, I remember the Bull, Robert Williams, remember he had that for the Celtics? Mm-hmm. And he did something and he got back. I think that's the finals year. So those are tricky, but man, Minnesota, top seed in the West. So I really would like to see them at full strength. Give Denver a run for their money because that's another difficult matchup for Denver with all those 7-footers they got. So right. I hear Cat being down. You're going to have to be 100% to deal with Joker.
Yeah, and we talked about it before we came on air that, you know, this season might be the season that is dictated by those injuries, man. Because yeah, you figure somebody like Minnesota, they're, what, number one seed in the West for a lot of part of this season. And, mm-hmm. you know, somebody like Cat going down, that changes everything, Jack. We said if the Joker or Murray or somebody goes down, it changes. If Tatum goes down, it changes the season, Jack.
Yeah, so we got who else we have out there? I saw Evan Mobley.
Mobley.
Had a serious ankle injury.
Spider.
As well. And out longer than what was expected.
Right. And he was playing good, too.
They was balling. They was like the hottest team on the low, being the hottest team in the league.
Yeah.
Them healthy. You don't want to see them this year. Strus makes them like that was a game changer for them. But he's injured. Of course, Trae Young. You see the Hawks. They're not as good as they thought they was going to be without him.
Right.
He got them rethinking everything now.
Right.
Auto trade. Like
maybe we should have pulled that trade.
Wait a minute. So, yeah, so many.
Brunson? That was tough to see Brunson go down on, what was that, Sunday? I was like, no.
And the whole Nick team, their squad is just, like, they have almost a whole starting lineup injured now.
Randall
with that soldier, the center, Mitchell Robinson,
mm-hmm.
Your boy, Wanji Abonobi, what do you say it?
We can just go and call him OG. Obi. That's our big homie.
He's the Star Wars guy.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's
injured.
The OG.
So they got a lot of injuries over there, man.
Yeah, man. And who else? We got Westbrook.
Getting
surgery.
Came back before the playoffs with a broken hand. And as you said, the Clippers got a lot of they can plug in. But something about Westbrook fits so well with what they do.
Yeah, that revitalized his career. Yeah, I'm happy to see Westbrook in a happy place because he didn't deserve all the flack he was getting. And I'll be honest with you, I was one of the people giving him flack. I couldn't wait for him to get out of L.A.
I was like, yo,
needed to go to the other locker room.
Man, he's in the way. Yo, you are in the way. I don't know what they was thinking. They could bring Westbrook on that team, man. They ain't got enough shooting for that, yo. But yeah, but he fits in perfectly with the Clippers. And keep your eyes on the Clippers because he's not coming back for maybe end of April. Watch what happens. You notice they've been struggling out the All-Star game anyway.
And yeah.
Almost lost to the Rockets.
Right.
And I think you don't Westbrook. You know what? Here's what I don't get about the Clippers. They're great, but they're low energy.
Mm.
Westbrook is the energy guy.
But you know what, though? When Westbrook went down, we talked about this right before we came on, too. And Bones came back right around the same time.
Yes.
Bones Highland. And you're and around fresh this
off,
area.
Fresh off suspension.
Yeah. Fresh off. But he's an energy guy. He's gonna have to, Bones can go.
He's
Bones
have to
Highland can play, man. So I'll be interested to see if Bones continues to play well. What's it going to look like when Westbrook comes back? They're going to be fighting for those minutes. So that should be something to watch too, Jack.
You not need that because you know you do not want to get on Westbrook's bad side.
Westbrook will fight anybody.
Buddy. And Tucker getting some time. He gonna get some time too now. He just, he
cried getting, his way into.
Yo, my God. Just cleaning the sneakers, crying about it. They need to put me in. They need to put me in. I got a million pairs of sneakers. It was hell for him at the airport.
Oh my God!
Yeah, man, so many injuries though, man. But that, as you said, that could be the deciding factor. Generally, it's the most healthiest team that wins.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll stay posted, Jack. Speaking of injuries, Jack, let's move on and talk about Zion, who tends to be injured here and there. He kind of said he's going to be in the dunk contest. During the soundbite, you hear him say that he's going to be in a dunk contest if he's in the All-Star game, but they leave out the part that says, I have to do my part and make the All-Star team. What do you think about that, Jack?
I love it. I love it because there's no way in the world they're not going to make him an all-star. Adam Silver said, I don't care who voting, he's going to be an all-star next year because they need that star power.
Yeah. And
shout out to Amino Hassan, who said he thought he meant with the dunk contest that Zion said he was going to be dunking beignets. I said, he's always on. They talk about Stephen A. Smith, but Amin, you're always on on Zion.
Dunking
donuts. If he can get in. And get in that dunk contest, you got a shot to pull Ja. Because if I'm Adam Silver, I'm threatening Ja. Yo, remember? I could have threw you out of here.
And Ja needs something to
– He got to get back on.
He needs something.
He got to get that brand back up because now we gave all that to SGA. Hmm? SGA is right where we thought Ja was going to be.
Absolutely. Right in the MVP conversation.
Yes.
Sneakers.
Everything.
Skims. Yeah. He has everything.
Skims.
Yeah, man. So I think that our boy Ant-Man is arrogant enough to get in it because I don't think he feels like anybody can beat him in anything.
Exactly. If you
ping pong. Beer pong.
Yo, he said he's the best baseball in his rookie year. I always thought he was so funny. Like, I'm the best baseball player. I'm the best. Yo, you were right about that. He think he can do
it. He said swimming. Doesn't matter what it is.
those three? And man, we are back. That is must-see TV.
But, you know, like, that's what the fans want to see, Jack. You figure All-Star Saturday night, if you have those three guys in the dunk contest, you bring Steph back to the three-point contest with Lillard and bring Clay the Sailor Man back and maybe Buddy Hill. Bring out all the best shooters, Jeff. Yes.
Caitlin Clark will be in the WNBA by
and then we'll have, you know, the females doing their thing, man. That could be – and get rid of the skills challenge. They can do away with that.
I used to look forward to that. They gotta burn that. Unless they got to get, you know, maybe it's better when Chris Paul and Nash and those guys who are really skilled. As you said, the joint is so big now, you know, and Scott, and the way how they treated it, the way how Scottie Thurman treated that was, man, and I'm like, you got to burn it down.
Yeah, man. But let's keep our fingers crossed, man. Hopefully Zion saying he's going to be in the slam dunk contest is not like when LeBron said.
Oh, yo, did he let it? Yo, and he said it. There,
at the slam dunk contest, and then like the next year, act like it didn't happen.
But Zion was like, "Yo, I'm Zion's players. Y'all gonna make me an all star." I think it. I love it.
I like the tactic. But speaking of Bron, that boy's a bad man. 40,000, Jack. 40,000, man. Like. Regardless of how you feel about him, 40,000 is a lot of buckets, Jack, for a pass first player, Jack.
Yo, when it's all said and done, they gonna be looking at us like y'all didn't think that guy was the guy. Cause they're gonna if they was doing the stats, Wimby would have to score 25 points a game for the next 25 years. Say 17. But he's got to play 75 games, which they don't do anymore.
Right.
See, stuff like you got to – just the amount of games. Then this dude is going to the Olympics this year.
Amazing. What's this, the fourth time?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why he's doing that one. I know Jeannie Buzzard tried to talk him out of that one.
Love of the game, man.
Yeah, man.
Love of the game.
And he's like, yo, 40,000 points is an incredible – An accomplishment,
but yet again, another loss. Anytime
how do they do LeBron that, man?
Anytime LeBron gets a major accomplishment, expect a bet on the Lakers to lose.
They're going to lay that egg. They're going to lay that. You can count on that.
AD said maybe Bron has to stop making accomplishments because every time he does, they lose the game.
Yo, got to get a win on one of these. But that's crazy, man. I remember when he lost when they passed Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe's passing. I was at that game.
They lost. Yeah, we both were. Right.
Lost to the Sixers. Jeez. I was like, yo, it doesn't matter. They're gonna take that L. You know,
when he passed Kareem, Shea took care of that.
Bad loss that one. And him messing around with that ankle. I know he's been dealing with that joint for that's another little thing to watch. And I was looking at their schedule. Man, that thing's brutal.
Is it?
Yeah, they're playing Minnesota. They got the Kings again. They got the Bucks coming up. And them battling it out with the Warriors. The Warriors, I think they play in San Antonio on the Rockets for the rest of the year. Their schedule lightens up out there. Oh, man. So,
yeah, man. The Warriors and the Lakers have been like 9-10, yes, 8-9, like the whole season pretty much. But you mentioned the Sacramento Kings and the Lakers having them come out. I saw a stat that was crazy. AD is 0-9. Against Sabonis in his lifetime. He's in his career. He's never beat Sabonis.
So that means Indiana as well.
Sabonis got his number, Jack.
And here's somebody made a point today why the Lakers need to go back, put him at the four.
Yeah.
And bring that bruiser five in there. Like Howard.
Dwight, man. You need a Dwight Howard.
Because his struggle, he's not a bruiser. He's a tall man, not a big man.
And he struggles with a Joker or
those two. And he's bigger than Sabonis, but Sabonis is all in you. Elbows, those they play. That's not AD's game.
Right.
And he's not a – and then, add on top of that, they can't do nothing with Fox. Like, Fox see barbecue chicken when he see all them Lakers guards. And yeah, but that's a crazy stat. So he can't beat nobody in Europe. he beat the Joker since the bubble, you know, probably. He was the Joker, he was a bonus. That's like 0-25.
Listen, man, those European guys, man, they're different, man. They
people thinking that's the days I said them Bulls. And saw some stuff over there. We used to read about that in social studies. When I used to be like Bosnia back in the day, like that's what happens in the streets of Bosnia. They saw that stuff.
And these guys are dribbling through the street.
I think they scared you. Nah. Watch when the Joker plays, how he puts that shoulder in him. I notice it every time.
Listen, I knew the Joker wasn't scared of nobody when he pushed one of the twins from Philly.
Yo, it wasn't fair, none of them.
Pushed him right back to Jim Stakes.
Truth be told, ain't recovered since.
Listen, his brothers were trying to come down in the stairs.
You come on thinking, nah, buddy. Yeah, but that was a great AD. Woo.
Yeah, and man.
He's got bad numbers against Embiid.
Right.
Bad numbers. Right. So those big, real, legit centers, and they're probably the only centers in the league. Real center who play like old school bruising centers, because when Embiid is playing, he getting all up in you.
Yeah, man. So let's hope for the Lakers' sake that LeBron doesn't have any more accomplishments coming up, because they're gonna take some more L's, Jack.
You're gonna get this work. That's what the other team says. You're gonna
get this work. All right, Jack, let's move on. It's time for one of your favorite segments of the week. Jack, don't sleep. Who we not sleeping on this week, Jack?
Actually, I forget. Tell me, who we not sleeping on?
The Bucks.
Oh, then they had me looking bad after that one. But listen, I must say, that improved defense, you know, I was hard on Doc.
Right.
Man, he has unleashed Dame in a way that makes me think they are back in the mix.
Yeah.
They're getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Giannis gets healthy. But I like Pat Bev on that team coming off the bench.
Yeah.
He brings something they didn't have, as you said, that dog, that energy. You need an energy person coming off the bench.
He almost replaced what the Sneaker King was to them.
Tucker, yeah.
Yeah. Tucker. He almost gets on that same dog that Tucker was for the Bucks when they won it.
Great observation. That was probably Tucker's best year. Right. All he did was bring the energy and play the hardest guy on defense. Mm-hmm. Made it easy for Giannis. That's why he probably was so healthy that, you know, probably why they won that year. And adding Dame and really bringing, like, doing more of that pick and roll action with Damian Giannis, which I would run to the ground. I would sit them down and say, you see what the Joker and Murray do in the fourth quarter, especially against the Lakers? They go to that pick and roll. That's what the Bucks need to be doing. So I want y'all to don't be sleeping on them. Boston may get the Clippers, but if the Bucks get it together, they may surprise some people.
And I think another big thing is going to be Jack Lillard's going to have to understand that, listen, you top 75 too. Like, you don't have to defer to Giannis every night. Some nights you're going to be the baddest man on the planet, and some nights he's going to be the baddest man. Yeah. So I think they're going to figure that thing out, Jack. But they were rolling coming out of that All-Star break before that loss to the Warriors, Jack.
And that Clippers win. Rolling. I was impressed, man. They came back. I was like, that's the kind of win that could sustain, you know, a real team morale building win. I love Lillard's game. Mm-hmm. Him and Giannis get that connection, man. That's gonna be tough in the East, buddy.
Yeah, man, that's gonna be fun to watch.
Because at the end of the game, if it's a close game against them and the Celtics, I got my money on Dame. Because Tatum already proved, yo, Dame with the game on the line, we saw it. We got all the evidence.
Dame time,
buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's going to be fun to see, man, come April, man. We'll see what they come into, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jack. So it's time for one of our newer segments. Ooh. You know, I love to quiz you, Jack. So it's time for you could get with this or you could get with that. You get with this because it's kind of fat. So
you can try, but don't work, but you can't intervene. One of my favorites.
Yo, so shout out to our guy. I got to make sure I get his name right. I don't want to mess it up. Mike Peake and his law of unintended consequences. He should be done with the 90s.
Big trash. I watch about 10 videos a day. Big trash. He was killer Byron Scott today.
But shout out to him, man. So he has been sparking a lot of debate with, you know, the 90s kind of versus today. And shout out to Duber he's like he always comes through with the questions for the video. Never, so shout out to Duber. So in Duber's question, so we kind of talking about the 90s, those older guys versus today's players. So I got a couple this or that for you, Jack.
It's going to get me in trouble.
Pippen or Kawhi?
Oh, Kawhi. I like Kawhi's offense. I like his offense. Oh, they got me thinking though, but Pippen.
I'm about to say, you answered it very fast.
But Pippen got better sneakers. You know, I'm very superficial. His sneakers are better.
And Pippen was a better playmaker.
And he has a better track record with injuries.
Yes.
You know, that's when he never had a – so is, he was always – when he was in the game, he was there. That's tough. But all time, though, whoo.
That's a good one.
I'll go with Pippen, though. I think even Kawhi may be a better player.
Yeah.
He can fit on any team. Pippen can – if we had Pippen today, the Clippers would just be as good. He would be good with Wimby. He's that kind of player. And Kawhi, my only thing about him, his game doesn't uplift the team as much. Mm. You know, he's a
– You don't think so? You don't think
so? What's the kind of – he's a one-on-one guy.
Yeah.
He can't make –
Don't get everybody involved.
Yeah, that's not his game. Like, Pippen, though, can be the point guard, like a Grant Hill.
Yeah.
Like a LeBron, those kind of small forwards. And I tend to like those kind of guys.
So you not done with the 90s. You take it to the
90s. He be killing Pippen. Oh, he be killing Pippen.
He's trash.
That was a rough one right there. Oh, man, Pippen.
Tracy McGrady or KD? Who's the better scorer?
KD. I saw him too. You saw him in person.
Yeah, he's tough. I know, the tough part is Tracy McGrady might be almost as tall.
Yeah, that's as KD you're right. Is. Yeah, man, he's easy. Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that.
And McGrady was giving Kobe trouble.
Yes, so tall, man. And
I mean, and I had a career. You say KD, but as far as who's gonna get a bucket one on one,
probably the player I like the best is McGrady. But one thing I can't get out of my mind, I saw something on McGrady, like he never got out there first round.
That's, didn't have the greatest career. I didn't necessarily agree with the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, when you look at it, part, I don't know if it was a 30 for 30 or something, but I never noticed that he didn't get what I, even in Houston, they could not get out the first and blowing a lot of leads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, could get a bucket though, Jack.
Ooh,
I was torn between asking you McGrady and KD. I wanted to say Melo. Or McGrady.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't say that.
You're talking about some people that can get a bucket, Jack.
I love Melo. I probably would have went with Melo. Melo's game, man. Oh, man. Beautiful game. And just when even when he was in college, he just looked like, yo, he's that guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I got one last one for you. And Duber posted this in his question. Ja or AI?
I knew you was gonna do that.
It's no you could get world. With this, or you could get with that.
I no way in the world I ever go against AI. Kind of I can't go against AI, but both of them got to stay at the courtrooms off the court.
It's such a good comparison with those two guys.
Only thing with Ja, Ja may be a little bit taller.
They both come with entourages,
jackets. They both wow. they both are wild. And here's what's funny with AI: we knew that was coming with it. With Ja, I'm running towards it. I'm gonna be over here, but I watched AI take. I watched it on NBA TV. Everything but the Chip.
Dope documentary.
And when I watched that, it really made me saw how great AI was, because those guys on the Sixers were average. Eric Snow, average. Jermaine Jones, George Lynch, good role players, but dog, he went up against Rick Scott, great ball player, Kobe, man. Shaq, Fisher. AI was special, and he kind of gets lost these days in that discussion. I'm glad Duber brought that up. He was special.
Yeah, that's tough, man. Yeah. So that was this week. You get with this, because this is kind of fat.
I can't even finish my pie.
He done with the 90s.
Library, big trash.
So it's time for shout outs, Jack. That is that's a wrap for episode 17. Time for shout outs. Oh no, we got one more.
I'm about to say that you joined.
Oh my god, how am I gonna forget this? Yes. That's a fact, Jack. Stat of the week. Let me get this one in real quick, Jack.
Let's make so you drop AD on us. You got two today.
Yeah, right. So with LeBron in his 21st season, being the oldest player in the NBA, I wanted to know who was the oldest player ever in the NBA, Jack, and you'll never guess it. Because I have never heard of this gentleman.
Giannis Haslam, 58.
Nat Hickey.
Oh, he white or black?
With the last name Hickey, brother. He was that is black. Sure.
Nat Caucasian. That could be black.
But it was interesting with him. So I don't know if he necessarily counts. He played in the NBA at 45 years old and 365 days for the Providence Steamrollers. This is before they even really became.
I got one of those jerseys.
Before it even really came the NBA, I forget what they were back then. It was like BAA or something like that. They didn't change into the NBA to 1949 or 48. But the oldest player that we know of is Kevin Willis, Jack. Kevin Willis was strong, Jack. Those elbows.
Oh, he was ripped.
44 years old, 224 days, Jack. I turned 43 in a couple weeks, and I cannot imagine playing in the NBA next year time. So
they were saying Eddie Johnson on NBA radio was saying how ripped Amari Stoudemire was. He said, "Can he still play?" He said, "Man, if I run up that court once, I'll never get out of bed.
Never get up. Never get up." So shout out to Nat Hickey. Nat Hickey and Kevin Willis. Now we can do our shout outs. Jack, who you shouting out this week, Jack?
I want to shout out AJ Hogarth. I think he played his last game.
Senior night, home game.
And shout out to John Allen for he said he went to his for Hogarth's, and Hogarth came to his some years ago at Seton
19 years ago.
And that a crazy, that's an amazing story. I love seeing that Coatesville love. And shout out to you, Quincy Till, for your kindness shown to the Grove squad over the last weekend. And that's it for me, sir. Oh, yeah, shout out to you, Quincy, for working out that bad deal we working out. I'm going to tell Adam about as soon as we done. I forgot to tell him. Shout out to you, Quincy,
Quincy, a lookout. He took care of me on the food tip a time or two. Shout out to Quince. What up, boy? So I'm shot. I got a bunch of shout outs, man. So this past Sunday, shout out to our boy Tez, man. He had organized a guy's day out, man. We had brunch and we went to a cigar lounge and watched the game. So shout out to the guys. I got Rob Green. Shout out to Smooth. Mm. We got D Brown, our boy Heezy.
Oh, man.
Field, Keese, and my main man, Leon. So
that sounds like a fan. That sounds like a FanDuel support group.
Oh, there was some conversation
about. Oh no, I'm about to say it. Everybody you name, I was like, that's the betting crew.
So shout out to those guys, man. As Tez said, man, we're wrapping up the quarter, man. Going into this next quarter strongly, wrapping up the first quarter. But shout out to those guys, man. That was a much needed day out, man.
I raised you right, Tez. Yeah, man.
So that's another one, Jack. Episode 17, Jack.
Y'all make sure to follow us, share, like, follow Politics Talk, all the social medias. If you don't want to see the visual because you can't stop staring at my face, I don't like yours neither. You can go to Spotify and Amazon to catch the audio. And follow us on social media. Make sure you follow us. Say something smart.
Miracle Whip and mayonnaise, two different things.
They don't know that though.
Don't confuse.
Came here to take over the game. Yeah. Stout. Still. Ain't know what's going on. Yeah. It's still politics as usual. Life looking beautiful. Talking real heavy. More heavy than the usual. Shook the whole world up. That type of motion new to you. So it's just a throwback. Losing, we don't know that. Only give them our facts. That's exactly what y'all lack. Always show the people love so they show us love back. Yeah.